Hey, it's Mike V, and the second bug has officially been found. Ferocia from Poundtown is 25,000 rand richer. Ferocia, how are you feeling right now?
I am so shocked. It hasn't sunk in as yet.
Ferocia, let's do a recon of your audio detective skills and find out how you won your share of a quarter of a million rand.
This is Bugged.
Ferocia, the second winner of Bug 2024, an unbelievable display. It was on the salt and pepper holder on the first table on the right-hand side as you enter the Waffle House in Ramsgate. That is a very, very impressive and ultra-specific find. You'll tell us how you did that in a second. But first, I want to go back to when you won just a few moments ago, Carol Forey, 25,000 rand richer. Talk to us about how you were feeling in the moment as you won. Describe your heart rate, your mood, your emotions, how your body reacted.
You have found a bug. And won 25,000 rand.
I am so, so shocked. I'm excited.
Yeah,
unbelievable. First time ever I entered a competition and I actually won.
And have you spent lots of time on the South Coast? So were you confident because you'd been, you know, to various hotspots many times?
Yes. We actually go down at least twice a year or three times a year. I'm actually going down next week for a holiday in South Coast.
That's cool. All right. So in front of me, I have an envelope. It's been handed to me. It sounds like this. And I have not heard any of the clues. And I want you to help me get a better sense of how you managed to piece the clues together to find this.
Okay.
Because I am told that you are one of the very, very, very few people across our province who actually managed to find this bug. Right before you won, this is the last thing you would have heard on Carol Ofori Show. This is the last clue you just received. Listen very, very closely. I can sort of get a bit of restaurant noise there, but not much more than that. So the first clue was on Wednesday morning on East Coast Breakfast, and the clue read as follows. First, Umnati na tu ulwandle, which is referencing Umnambiti, where the last bug was, and now it moves close to the coast because Ulwandle means ocean in isiZulu. You know that?
Yeah, it would be on the coast.
Did you hear the clue, perfect location, dream vacation, time for relaxation?
Yes.
And what were you thinking when you heard that? Were you kind of in the vicinity?
When they say relaxation, I first thought about like being at a spa. But then I thought about it, I said, no, it has to be somewhere where people will be able to go in and out. So that's when I thought, okay, South Coast, or well, not South Coast at that time, but I just thought coastline, and it has to be something dealing with food.
Okay, I like your thinking. Yeah. Food, relaxation, holidays.
Then
The next clue on Danny's show was from north, turn 180 degrees.
Oh, that was easy.
Okay, tell me that, because that would confuse me.
So North Coast, if you're on the North Coast and you do a 180, a U-turn, you're going towards the South Coast.
Okay, so that gave the South Coast away.
Yes.
That explains it. I like your thinking.
Yeah.
This is my first time I'm hearing it. And if I was asked to correct that, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't know where that would be.
I just thought U-turn.
Yeah, you were right.
You're going back. Yeah.
The next word scramble that we got would have confirmed it. It was Sokta Uhots, which could be scrambled to read South Coast.
Yes.
You got that straight away, right?
Yes, that was easy.
Then we heard the clue that annoyed me. I did hear this one, and I was annoyed. I was like, what is this supposed to mean? Squares and circles. What is squares and circles?
That's what gave it away. Waffle House, what do you eat? What are squares and circles that have to be like a speciality in the South Coast? And that's when it hit me, Waffle House. And a lot of people I'll be honest with you, a lot of the comments were saying Waffle House as well. So at that time, I just thought, okay, Waffle House and squares and circles, you know, waffles can be round, can be square. And
okay.
I was going with that.
That makes sense. A waffle is a series of squares on a circle. A round shape and then... I must be honest, you were a bit of a scientist. We then got 5197. I was busy Googling that as an area code. And it was
1957.
1957, yes.
1957, it was established, or it came up, or something like that, about the Waffle House.
Exactly, that's right. Now,
so, yeah.
We love that about Bug because it is an opportunity to reflect on some of the best places in our province, right?
Exactly,
and the Waffle
yeah.
House is an institution. So
yeah.
I'm glad you managed to pick that up. I'm really impressed. Then the next word scramble was Alta Sklot. Do you know what that is?
No. I'll be honest to you. I just came up with salt and I was like, no, man, I don't even know what this means.
Alta Sklot is a mix-up of talks a lot, which is to waffle. You know, you say someone's waffling
talks
on.
Talks a lot, yes.
Yes. So you waffle on. So
it is talks a lot.
It is talks a lot. That was what the clue writer managed to put together.
Okay, because we did come up with talks a lot, but we didn't know, like, what would it mean?
To waffle on. That's what it means, okay?
Okay.
Then we had the frame arrive. So everyone across the province was sort of casting their gaze towards the frame, and that means that your guess had to be really precise, really specific. Hmm. We then got a blurred picture that said, yeah. Who am I to disagree? So that's quite a difficult thing to work out. Did you pick up anything from this? Do you know this song by the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams?
No, I don't.
Right? Wow. And because sweet dreams are made of these, it references the sweetness of a waffle.
Sweetness of a waffle, yeah. Okay, sweet dreams are made of these.
Then you would have heard the last one right before you won just a couple of minutes ago. Moose for you, banoffee for me. Did that tie the whole thing together?
Yes. That put everything together because that's what I googled quickly, the menu of Waffle House.
Yes.
And then banoffee is like a dessert. It's with bananas and a whole lot of things on it. So I thought about it. So okay, fine. Banoffee is on the menu and that is why it has to be Waffle House.
How did you work out that it was on the salt and pepper holder on the first table on the right-hand side?
Your last picture was of the salt and pepper.
Yes. Now, Varosha, one of the things that we experience is people are sometimes saying, I'm entering, but no one's calling me back. But obviously everyone's entering, right? Can you give us a word of like heartening to make sure that if people are aware of it, if they clued up, they have to keep on trying. Tell us about that.
You know what? Yesterday I only tried once. And then this morning I came in and I confirmed all my clues. And, you know, I was going through everything. And I was like, no, I am quite confident this is what it's going to be. And then I just carried on forwarding the messages over and over and over again. And not a lot, but I just carried on. I said, you know what? If it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Well, Varosha, well done. It's been a treat to chat to you. Congrats on winning the bug and enjoy the rest of the competition, knowing that you've already won 25,000 Rand and now you can relax and have fun with the rest of KZN as they try hunt down the next bug. Will you be the person to win the third bug? Can you locate it if you listen very, very closely, follow the clues and use your detective brain? You could win your share of 250,000 Rand and be just like Varosha, who has just won. It's going to be incredible. Next week, it all resumes with East Coast Radio's East Coast Breakfast. Monday morning, tune in after 7 and get the lowdown on how you can get involved in winning Bug 2024.
This is your chance to win a share of 250,000 Rand. This is Bugged Season 2.